Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.
What some of you don't realize is Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson, that guy had his hands in the dirt. Before Richardson founded the Panthers, he actually played in the NFL for the old Baltimore Colts. Lasted a couple seasons, had 15 catches for 171 yards, scored 4 touchdowns. So, at least then, his hands weren't so bad. Richardson has stepped aside from his, well, hands-on role of handling day-to-day operations for the Panthers. He has not said the decision is because the NFL is getting ready to investigate claims against him pertaining to workplace misconduct. The behavior is said to have been both sexual and racial. The Panthers have named Tina Becker as their chief operating officer. So for the time being, she's the acting owner. She's running the show. She'll have to answer the hard questions, and it's absolutely fair if that line of questioning includes queries regarding what she knew about the culture Richardson is accused of creating. Becker has been with the Panthers for going on 2 decades. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton already has fielded some of those questions. And you know Cam is liable to say some of anything. But the other day, he was rather eloquent at the spur of the moment when asked about Richardson's situation.
Well, to be honest with you, it's just too much, too early to tell. You know, like I say, I'm answering questions that I really don't know what the factual, you know, statements are. So, I really can't get to you with that. But like I said, I think highly of Mr. Richardson. And, you know, it just takes only time until everybody, the truth comes out.
You know how there's this push nowadays to either rename or tear down monuments and buildings named after people who weren't always good people? Well, both the football field and the football stadium at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte bear Richardson's name. And there's Jerry Richardson Indoor Stadium at Wofford College. So there's that. But keep this in mind. The other night in Los Angeles, the Lakers retired the jerseys of Kobe Bryant. Jersey number 8 and jersey number 24. Now, in the years between Kobe changing shirts was his well-publicized sexual indiscretion in Colorado. We hated him. Then we forgave him. So did Nike. And the Lakers wound up giving him a 7-year, $136 million deal. He was the NBA's most valuable player in 2008. He was the most valuable player of the NBA Finals in 2009 and in 2010. We gave him time to do all of that. We forgave him. Now, Jerry Richardson is 81 years old and walking around here with a transplanted heart. He might not have as long as Kobe did to earn our forgiveness. He certainly doesn't have the athletic ability to do so. So, what you gonna do with that, huh? Now, at least do this for me. And let me underscore that what Jerry Richardson is accused of doing is pretty creepy. And if he, in your eyes, remains a creep while he's living, then, I mean, please, okay? When he dies, don't try to turn the man into a saint and talk about all the good things he did, okay? I mean, that's having it both ways. Too convenient.
It's Time Out Sports with John McCann on Urban Media Today Radio.